I am so excited for today's episode. We are doing another Q&A type chat, but today is heavily focused on relationships. That's just the questions that you guys want answered. So a lot of this is going to be relationship focused. I might splice in some additional questions at the end if we have time, but I'm really excited for this because I don't think that I have talked about relationships really much on my podcast yet, and really on any of my social medias for that matter. And there's actually a reason for this, and I'm sure we'll get into a lot of this more as I answer these questions. But personally, I have been on a relationship journey the last few years. Me and my partner, my boyfriend, we've been together for like going on 5 years now, and it's been a journey. It's been a journey. I've learned so much, and I finally feel like I'm at the place where I'm comfortable talking about relationships, and I have a lot to share here that I'm really excited to share with you. So we'll get into that more as we go in, but welcome. Thank you for being here today. If you are not subscribed to the podcast or the YouTube yet, go ahead and subscribe. If you haven't rated the podcast, it helps me so much when you do. And leave me a comment. Let me know you're here. Like this video, turn on alerts, do all the things. I'm just so thankful to have you here and I love doing this. By the way, let me know how you guys feel about these Q&A type episodes. I actually find showing up, and I've mentioned this before, but showing up in this more like casual way makes it a lot easier for me to be more consistent with the podcast or with YouTube. So I know my last episode was a Q&A. Just before that, we came off of a massive, major up-level challenge while I was launching Scale, which, by the way, is still open for late enrollment, but for a very limited time left. So if you want into Scale, I'll link it down below. Make sure that you get it now because I'm not sure how much longer we will have the late enrollment cart open, but that's besides the point. I did a massive, amazing, deep challenge for that, along with workbooks, corresponding workbooks for each episode. So that's a few episodes back if you want to dive into that. But since then, I have just done some Q&As, like chatty Q&As with you guys. And I really plan to continue to do more of this content. Like I said, it's so much easier for me to stay consistent with this. I love the big challenges. I love the big, really like almost like course-like episodes that I provide for you guys. It's always my top priority, whether it's a chatty episode or, you know, a big challenge like that up-level challenge, to really provide value, to really be of service to you guys in every piece of content that I share and put out in the world. But it's just so chill, so easy for me to just sit down, record, and do these like chatty Q&As. The next episode I'm going to make is going to be my favorites, like my current obsessions, my current favorites. Because one thing to know about me is I really cling on to obsessions. Or favorites, and not in like a negative way, but I'll become obsessed with a scent, obsessed with a certain kind of food, obsessed with a book, obsessed with utilizing this certain modality in my morning routine. And yeah, I want to share more of that side of me with you guys, like my passions and the little things that I'm into behind the scenes, because I find a lot with this community that I've formed online that we all seem to kind of be paralleled, and I always say like we're so aligned, like we're all so tapped into this similar frequency. I don't know what it is. Call it the collective consciousness, call it us finding our people on this online space, but I'm sure you guys will align with a lot of the things that I'm obsessed with at the moment, and you guys will enjoy those things as well and are probably already kind of on the same wave as me with them. So we can just love them together. But that's gonna be the next episode. And then after that, I start my move and my moving vlogs, which I'm super excited for. And I still wanna make those super valuable for you, where I don't just want it to be me moving, because you know, although maybe you want to see that, maybe you just want to see the behind the scenes of me moving, but I just kind of want to share very like vlog style, like how I live my life, how I even face like this time of my life that's ultimately, I know going into it, going to be a challenge, right? Going to be a stretch. There might be times where I feel overwhelmed or stressed about things going on. I mean, a move, and especially a move to a different state, is, I am finding, very, very stressful. But I'm managing it, and I just want to show you guys the behind the scenes of me and my boyfriend and just like how I manage my energy during times of change, and just allow there to be moments for us to chat within that vlog style to give you really valuable information within those episodes too. But I will be vlogging my entire move, my entire remodel when I get there and get my house together. And I don't know, maybe I'll stick with vlogging and kind of share my adjustment to a new place. And we'll see how it all goes. But again, let me know if that's something you guys are interested in. I am a projector in human design, which, funny enough, was one of the questions that was asked. So I guess we'll get question number one out of the way and just ease into answering the questions now. But I'm a projector in human design, and the entire strategy of a projector, if you aren't familiar with human design, you might not know what this all means, but definitely look it up. It's super, super useful information, similar to astrology. And basically the strategy of a projector is to be invited. So that's why I'm always kind of throwing out feelers with you guys of like, let me know if you want that. Let me know if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in. And I also take all of your guys' suggestions super, super seriously, super to heart. When I get a DM or a comment asking me to do a certain kind of content or to talk about something or share something, I always really note that in my mind, because as a projector, with my strategy being to be invited, I'm always paying attention to these invitations, because I know that where I'm invited, where my energy is being invited in the world, is where it's going to translate and be received best. So I'm always interested in really knowing what you guys are interested in from me. And that's really how energy flows best, medicine flows best from a projector. So let me know. And with that, let's get into the rest of the questions. I'm, like I said, super excited, a lot about relationships. And I talked to my boyfriend before this. I asked for permission to talk about our relationship in this and things we have been doing behind the scenes. This is gonna be juicy. So since we are coming out of eclipse season, we just had two major eclipses. I wanted to answer this question because I see a lot of confusion here and I just wanna clear it up once and for all here. So this person asked, how long after the eclipse can we manifest? I've been hearing conflicting dates. What I think that they mean by that is like, how long do we wait to manifest? So here's what I want to clear up. Sorry, I have like something in my eye. I use like an eyelash curling thing it had to have been a month ago, but it fried off my eyelashes, and it's been a journey since. So please excuse these like new eyelashes coming in that are just stabbing me in the eye. Anyways, eclipses and manifestation. So without getting too deep in this, because I really want this episode to be heavily focused on relationships, manifesting relationships, being in relationships as a spiritual girly, all that good stuff. But I want you to understand about manifestation that it isn't something that we turn off and on. I've said this a million times, take a shot every time I've said this, but you don't turn it off and on. You are always manifesting. I am manifesting right now. You are manifesting right now. It's basically like us sending our energy through the quantum field, right? So again, I don't want to get too out there with this, but we're always communicating energy. Even when you're laying in your bed, even when you're sleeping, we're always sending energy across the quantum field. And that is how we manifest. That's how we attract into our reality. That's how we create our reality through our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind never turns off, where the conscious mind does, right? We can go into trance, we can go to sleep. You know, trance is like when we're in hypnosis, or we even go into trance when we're driving or watching TV. And our conscious mind turns off when we sleep, obviously. But our subconscious mind is always working, and our subconscious does 99% of the work of manifestation. Actually, 95% of the work of manifestation. Let me correct myself there. So regardless, that's a lot of the work. And we are manifesting and we will continue manifesting whether there is an eclipse happening or a full moon happening or a new moon happening or anything. We are manifesting. So it's not that we can't manifest during an eclipse, because that doesn't make sense. That's impossible, let's say. It's impossible because you are always manifesting. So you always want to be conscious that you are a creator, a natural born innate creator. So you are always manifesting. You are always creating your reality. And from the moment of now unfolds your future. Okay. Now, with that said, I think that where people get this like idea that we can't manifest during an eclipse is that it's said that it's best not to set new intentions during an eclipse. So even I teach my students in Scale or Align and Attract, we do a candle ritual, an intention candle ritual. And I teach them to put off doing that ritual until after an eclipse has passed. And the reason for doing this is because eclipse energy can be very volatile. It can really shake things up, and it can even be a portal that transmutes you essentially into a different timeline for yourself, right? You could have this massive awakening or this massive realization, or something big could shift in your life that just absolutely puts you on a new path, redirects you onto a more soul-aligned path for you, or awakes you to something that isn't serving you in this current path that you're on so that you can better get aligned. So eclipses are really known for that, for bringing stuff up, shaking things up. And so it's best not to set new intentions during an eclipse period, especially like the one that we just came out of, right? An eclipse season, those 2 weeks, or I guess it was a month because it was a full moon and then the new moon. Because so much is changing, so much is coming up. And I can vouch for this 1000% because I even feel like during that eclipse season, I was having so many things come up for me and just reorientate in my mind. And even though they were intentions that maybe I knew that I held, they became many of the ones that I had held but wasn't taking maybe as seriously or weren't as big of a priority to me, shifted into a different level of priority for me. So you can see there how my own intention shifted. So if I were to set intentions during that time, or, you know, create this vision board or do this ritual candle, a week later, I might be like, that thing that I was really setting intentions for isn't that big of a priority to me anymore. It's not necessarily what I want anymore. Now, the great thing about manifestation as well is that we can always change our intentions. We can always change our manifestations. Nothing's ever locked in. Nothing's ever set in stone, unless you want it to be, unless you want to lock it in, unless you want to set it into stone. And even then, you could then be like, you know what? I'm not sure if I want that anymore. And we can change. We can evolve. I believe that every desire that we have is either leading us to manifest that exact desire, or it is leading us on a path where we are actually being expanded by following that desire. We're expanded to an even greater, more aligned desire that we couldn't have possibly been aware of previously, because we only know what we know. So with that said, you can be manifesting now. You have been manifesting already. And if you feel the call right now to set new intentions, set new intentions. The important thing too is that we recognize that we are all individuals in this collective. We're all collective together, but also your intuition knows best. And you may be mid-eclipse. I mean, actually, this happened for me. It was mid-eclipse that I wrote out my written vision and created my new vision board. I tend to do one either every new year or with my birthday. And even sometimes I'll do it twice, with the new year and with my birthday, because they're 6 months apart. And my birthday's in June, and I just felt this call for this rebirth, especially with this new move. And it was during the eclipses that so much came up for me, so much was shown to me. I was working through so many shadows and taking it so much deeper in my own personal practices and therapy. And then I got to this point of clarity and really knowing from the energy, from the work that the eclipse brought up for me, really knowing what it was that I wanted, that I want now. And like I said, it's something that's been within me, but I'm just claiming it with even more clarity and surety now. I created my written vision and I created my vision board, and that was during the eclipse, but that felt aligned to me. Okay, so know yourself, trust your intuition, move with you. You are your own best teacher. You have connection to source. So you don't need to outsource what is most aligned for you to do from other people. And I know I'm not saying that you were doing that. I know you're just asking the question for clarity, but just a little reminder for you. Okay, now let's get into these juicy relationship questions. It's funny that so many, I was not expecting to sit down and record on relationships today, but so many were on this. So one person just put navigating relationships as a spiritual girly, wanting me to dive into that topic. And then these two questions that I really want to dive into that kind of build upon that topic: how you manage your relationships, you as your witch self and your non-spiritual boyfriend. And then funny, the question that was asked just before that, two completely different people, said having a boyfriend while on a spiritual journey / evolving at different paces, being on different timelines. These are amazing questions. So let's just dig into this. Let's just talk about it. First of all, my boyfriend isn't non-spiritual. I wouldn't say that. He's definitely not to the extent that I am. But we've been together, like I said, for 5 years. So he's definitely like come around a lot. I've gotten him to read a lot of books. He is definitely become more open to these concepts, to spirituality, a lot more, I'd say, even over like the past year. And now moving into this new chapter of our life, he's even more really, really excited and wanting to explore a lot of this deeper, you know, having his own sort of spiritual routines, daily routines that support his spiritual development and regulation within his own nervous system and his well-being, and reading more and all those things that I know are going to be just major breakthroughs for him that I'm so glad in hindsight, now that we're here, now that we're at this moment where I see it all coming together, I'm so glad that I let him do it on his own time. And although we have had difficulties, which we'll touch on here, I do, and I mentioned this in the last episode, I do want to do an episode with him so that I'm not just speaking for him, and we can talk to him as well. We can ask him some questions too, because I know he has things to say. But our relationship has been a journey, and it has unfolded in ways that now looking back make a lot more sense. But I'm gonna be so real and so fucking honest with you that it was not easy. It was not easy. And my relationship has been one of my greatest teachers. Like my business, my upbringing, my business, and my relationship have been my biggest teachers and the catalyst for my own evolution, my own growth. If you guys have seen me grow a lot in the last like year or 2 years, a big catalyst of this was a lot of the things that was going on behind the scenes in my relationship and the ways that I strengthened within my own self to get through those things, to be honest. And a big root, I will say, of these issues has been often me feeling alone because I'm in a different place than he is in my spiritual journey. And there's just other things that come with that, as I'm sure the people asking this question are probably aware of. It might be why you're asking this question. Not to take anything away from him, and that's why I really want him to be here to speak on this as well, but the emotional capacity or the level of empathetic understanding, I think that can come from somebody being in this work for a long time versus someone who's not, and just the way that that manifests in relationship. So how you might hold space for another's feelings versus, you know, somebody who hasn't done the work is a lot different. And so this was something that we really struggled with. I also really came into myself over the last, like I said, 2 years. I'd say since I turned 25, it was such a portal for me. And I'm turning 27 in June. And I really came into myself. I called it like my second puberty. Like, I really got clear on understanding what I wanted and what I wanted in a relationship and what was important to me to have in a partner. And owning my voice in that and really speaking up on it caused conflict in our relationship, because that's the thing about being a spiritual girly. That's a thing about being on this path of really always working to better yourself and looking really rawly at yourself and being honest with yourself and continuously asking yourself, what do I want? And how could my life improve? How could I make this life experience even richer? That comes with a lot of shifts and realizations and breakthroughs. And it can be up and down in these big phases, these big periods of life, these big life changes, like what I said I went through from 25 to now. And even now I feel is like such a manifestation of all of that time as well, you know, over those couple years, really getting clear on what do I want, not just from a partner, but from my life, what kind of lifestyle that I want to live. And when I say lifestyle, I don't just mean, oh, you know, abundance overflow and being able to travel the world. And of course that is lifestyle, but how I want to feel and be and experience life on a daily basis. And I just got really grounded into all of that. And I'm going to quote my boyfriend. I texted him asking for permission to talk about this and told him that people were asking, you know, how our relationship works with me being a spiritual girly. And his response was, "It ain't for the weak, that's for sure." So basically what I'm saying is that when you are on this path, you are on a constant source, a constant journey for clarity, for alignment. And the people in your life can, I don't want to say fall victim to that, but they're affected by that, right? Because you're becoming truer to yourself, but that might not align with this person and who met you when you were a different person. Now, more context to mine and my boyfriend's relationship as well is we met when I was 20 and we started dating when I was 21. Like I said, I'm about to turn 27. When he met me, you guys know the stories of how I used to be. I was like, the easiest way to just put it in a sentence is like, I was a train wreck party girl. Like I was wild. And I was doing my witchy shit behind closed doors always. I mean, when he first met me and he came to my room and I had like an altar, he was like, okay. So I've always been that bitch, but I wasn't as deeply rooted and connected into it and actually in the practice of manifestation and self-awareness and spiritual growth. It was just always a part of me. So I've clearly grown a lot over the years and I've changed a lot and he has grown and changed too. We've both grown and changed together and we've grown and changed in different ways. And it's been this dance, honestly, looking back, this dance of us figuring out how to be with each other at these different phases and how to meet each other there. And what I'll share as well that I just recommend to anybody, literally anybody in a relationship, or if you work, let's say you work with like your best friend, you and your best friend have a business together, or anyone in a relationship, whether you guys have been together for a year and you know that you want to get married, or you've been together for 10 years, couples therapy is fucking life changing. I mean, I've found a new style of therapy and I'll find the name of it and I'll like put it on the screen here, because the style of therapy, I've been doing it personally and in couples therapy, and it's just been a different experience of therapy that I've ever had in my life and has been so deeply transformational for me and for my relationship. But we've been learning how to meet each other where we're at, you know, where he is in his spiritual journey and self understanding, the understanding of him, his own self versus where I am. And because I have these years of practice of going through these shadows and learning more about myself, I am able to understand him in a different way than maybe he's able to understand me. And I've had to learn to really respect and accept where he is. And my only must in the relationship, not my only must, but what's the right word for this? My only... Okay, I can't find the right word. Somebody comment the word that I'm thinking of below, because I know that you guys are like screaming at me right now. But my only must in this scenario, in this situation that we're in with our relationship, is that he needs to be committed to growing. He needs to be committed to his own growth, just as I'm committed to mine, because that's my priority. Like that is my number one value, is my spiritual growth and my continual evolution and embodiment into a deeper level of my truer self and the expression of that in my life and how I live my life and what I manifest within my life. and being able to live truly freely as my soul desires to. And that will be an ongoing path, an ongoing journey of my life. It's just always discovering myself deeper and deeper at every new season of life and living life in alignment to that, living a fulfilling soul aligned life. And my only must from him, can't think of the words still, my only must from him in the relationship is to want that for himself and to want to be ever growing, ever evolving. And he does. He does. He just has not been equipped in the way that I have. And I was kind of initiated through fire, right? Like baptized by fire into all of this through the situations that happened in my life that just kind of pushed me into needing to change my life to save my life. And he hasn't had the same traumas or the same experiences that I have had. And he's also had a different situation the last few years than I have, where I've worked for myself and I took the scary leap and went all in on myself. And I've gotten to lead by example for him of what's possible for him and be that expander for him. So my advice for people in these situations is to be that expander, be that light, be that lighthouse for your partner. And as long as you guys are on the same page, right? As long as they also are in agreement that this is what they value and this is what they want. And maybe they haven't been set up in the right circumstances to do that yet. Like I mentioned, I've worked for myself for the last few years. My boyfriend has worked a really strenuous job and he doesn't have the same freedom in the morning to read a page of a self-development or spiritual book, right? Or to read a chapter of a self-development or spiritual book. He gets up and leaves the house at 5 a.m. So I have to have grace for that and also stand firm in what I know that I want in a relationship and what I want from my partner and for my future husband and the father of my children. And I advise for any woman on this path that aligns to me, that relates to me and what I'm saying, to get really fucking clear on what you want in a relationship. Get super clear on, and don't just think about now. Don't just think about your 20-something year old self or yourself in this phase of life, but really future pace it out to who do you want to be with when you are pregnant, when you're having babies, when you're raising these children, when you are retired and your kids go off to school and it's just you two. Who do you want to be there with you? What kind of person? And again, for me, it's somebody who's really committed to their own evolution and spiritual growth and wanting to live a soul-rich life. Like I'm always asking him, like, what do you want? What do you want to do with your life? Like I want to help make his dreams come true and he wants to help make my dreams come true. And we luckily have a lot of alignment. That's the other thing, is make sure that you do have alignment, that you do have things in common, because maybe he's not as deep into this stuff as I am, but what he is really into is crystals. Funny enough, he's always been really into crystals. I've always been really into crystals or rocks. He's always been into and collected rocks and crystals. And so have I, which is a super weird synchronicity between us. And he's also always been into philosophy. And so he'll like share with me old posts or things that he'll like find on his timeline. And he was quoting philosophers when he was like in high school and college. So he's always had this within him. He just kind of did the same thing as I did and got swept up in LA and partying and his work and just kind of lost touch with those aspects of himself, but it's still in him, right? It's not that I'm trying to take this guy who has zero interest in any of this and make him into what I want him to be, because listen, that's not fair to them. And you have to recognize that, but that is not fair to try to make somebody into who you want them to be. You need to allow your partner to be exactly who they are. And if that's not your man, that's not your man. And you're allowed to leave. And it's best that you allow them to be with somebody who's more aligned to them. And we've had many of these conversations, and he has always known that he wanted it to be me. I would question more frequently, I'd say, than him, just because I was really worried about that misalignment, because it is so important to me. But what, again, couples therapy has really helped me to see as well is that he desires it so deeply. He's just on a different timeline than me. And at the root, there is that desire within each of us to be ever growing, ever improving, and to be that support system for each other to do that. And let me give him credit where credit's due. He has been with me through the hardest of times in my life. And like, I'm literally getting emotional talking about this, but he has seen me lose my fucking mind, like going through the shadows that I've gone through. And it's like he said, it's not for the faint of heart. Like, he still sees me go through things and work through the things that I have to work through, and things come up in layers. And he has stuck by me when I have been difficult to be with. Granted, I have stuck by him when he's been difficult to be with, but I believe that that's a relationship. It's really a commitment to be a partner to somebody. And I use that word when I call him my partner. I don't use that for no reason. It's because it's beyond, to me, relationships are beyond like, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. And because we're boyfriend and girlfriend, we don't hook up with other people or whatever. It's like, you are agreeing to do life together. You are agreeing to create businesses together, have children together, raise children together, go through the hardest times of life together. You've got to know who you want to be by your side for that. And when you're dating around, when you're meeting guys, really think about that. And again, people can grow, people can evolve. I've grown and evolved. If he judged me so hardcore based off of who I was when he met me, we wouldn't be here. And if I judged him so hardcore, we wouldn't be here. But a conversation, I always remember, it's so funny. I remember we would always go to the same like club bar. It was like our spot, our friend group spot. And we weren't dating yet, but there was like this night and we were both so fucked up. I don't even know how I remember it. But we both looked at each other and were like, I see your potential. Like, I see what you can be. Like, I could see it in him and he could see it in me. And I think it's really been helpful to have him see that in me. That has helped me to blossom. And now it's kind of my turn. Not that he hasn't blossomed already as well, but it is my turn to really encourage him as we go into this new era of our lives together, where we're moving to a new place and he is now going full-time into working for Arcanum. And also I'm supporting him to do whatever the fuck he wants to do, whatever is going to make him happy, because I want that for everybody in the world. And Arcanum LA, the crystal jewelry business, is really what makes him happy as well, and what he wants to be able to spend more time in. But I'm supporting him on whatever unfolds for him. Whatever unfolds for him. So it's my time to kind of, you know, support him in the ways that he's also supported me. Okay, so I'm going to kind of combine these two questions as well. Someone said soulmate / twin flames and manifesting a specific person. Someone else said soul contracts, meeting people for a reason, how to know if someone's a for lifer. So a couple thoughts that I have on this. Let's first talk about manifesting a specific person, because people ask about this a lot and I have some shit to say about this. Do I think you can manifest a specific person? Yes and no. And let me explain my reasoning here. For one, there's so many nuances, because even as I'm about to talk, I'm not getting too ahead of myself in my own mind. You never want to fuck with someone's free will. Okay, that's like rule number one of manifestation or any kind of magic, is you don't want to be fucking with someone's free will. I'm going to give my stance, okay? I'm going to give like my perception of it and how I would handle it, how I have handled it. I would never want to do magic or really set intentions or really be doing my manifestation work all based on manifesting one specific person, because for one, I'm the main character in my life, not them. Period. Why is everything based around them? No, absolutely not. And that's something that anybody who's asking this, that's one of my first thoughts, is like, baby girl, like, step into your power. Realize like, you are the motherfucking prize, not them, not that random guy, because there's like 7 billion people and you might think it's him. I'm telling you, a couple years from now, you'll probably look back on him and be like, girl, what were you doing? What were you thinking? So if you're ever getting caught up, and listen, I've been there. If you're ever getting caught up on one specific person, always kind of come back to that. Like, you are the main prize. You are the main character of your life. Don't give that power to anybody else. And also, I would never want to be like doing magic or manifesting in a way that's going to change how our relationship should naturally unfold. Like, I want someone to love me because they love me, not because I somehow influence them to love me. With that said, there's also the nuance of we all do have free will. So can we actually force someone to love us? I don't know. Can we actually really do that? Possibly, right? Energy is strong, but they have that free will too. So then are they open to you doing that and that's how it can occur? Maybe. There's a lot of nuance here, but at the end of the day, I would never want to be specifically manifesting this one specific person. One, because it limits me and what's available to me and what could be the most soul aligned and amazing and fulfilling to me, right? If I'm journaling and scripting about being with this one guy, Tom, let's call him Tom. I'm journaling about being with, actually, I hate Tom. That just made me think of Vanderpump. So we're not going to use that name, Tim. I'm writing about Tim and I'm just thinking about him. Jim, my dream man, could walk right in front of me, could even come and ask for my number. And I'm just so consumed by Tim. So essentially under the spell of Tim, you've got to realize that they have you caught up in them. They have you under their spell, that I'm not even owning my power. I'm not owning the fact that I'm a prize. I don't even see the guy who is meant for me, right? Jim. I'm just so focused on Tim. So you could be missing what is more meant for you. And I'll say with that as well, what isn't meant for me will never miss me, right? So if it is really meant for me and if I am aligning to that, it will never miss me. And even I believe we're always redirected too. So even when I say if I'm aligning to that, I also believe that I could fall quote unquote off path of what my higher self, my soul is like kind of rooting for me to do. And if within my heart, I know that I do want that soul aligned life and I'm choosing with my free will, but I'm just caught up in this mind storm of the human experience and I'm so off path, I will be redirected. So what is meant for me will never miss me. But I want to be open to the infinite possibilities and the most aligned and amazing things that are available for me right now in every moment. So I stay open to it. I would never just focus on this one person because that's limiting me. That's limiting what's available to me. And that's also limiting the value that I see within my own self because I'm thinking that this is the only person for me. And that's so rooted in such a scarcity and a lack mindset. And listen, I know that this is hard to do. And like I mentioned in my relationship, we went through a lot of up and downs in the last few years. And we went through a breakup where I wanted to be with him, but I used that time to really get clear and expand my mind on what I actually wanted. And in my mind, I wanted it to be him, right? But I let my mind expand to be like, but what else? You know, like what else? What are other characteristics of a partner that I would want? And it's incredible how I've watched my partner also like step into that without me even necessarily vocalizing all of it. It's in a way like I've manifested that, but I wasn't fucking with his free will and I wasn't saying his name is like this and he's that. I just put like my dream partner would be like this and talk to me like this and do these things and want this. And I think it's so much more expansive. Not even I think, I know it's so much more expansive for yourself to not limit yourself to one specific person, but to allow yourself to call in whatever is the most soul aligned to you. I have so much more that I want to say on this as well, but I'm a little hesitant to take it further just because there are things that I want to say here that I also think would be really fun to wait until I have an episode with my boyfriend where we can talk more about this kind of stuff in our relationship as well, because I won't say I manifested a specific person, right, through manifesting my relationship with my boyfriend, but I did manifest him and I did do some witchy things that allowed our relationship to come together. But nothing that bypassed or that went against his free will. And really, it all was in the name of supporting myself, my heart, my self-worth. And just by byproduct, it kind of woke him up to realizing what he wanted as well, which was me. So, and also another reason, I'll just say this too, but again, me and my boyfriend can get into this more, but manifesting a specific person does limit you so much in what you're open to experiencing. Like when I first met my boyfriend, I never would have thought that we would be together, like ever. Like we were friends, but it was such a friendship and it was such like immediately like bestie friend vibes on both ends that I just really did not ever think that we would be here. And if I had closed myself off or was so focused on one person, I might have missed, you know, this relationship that is so beautiful because it's a romantic relationship and it's also a partnership and it's also deeply rooted in friendship, which I think is really fucking cool. Okay, now kind of moving further on to the soul contracts topic. So soul contracts and meeting people for a reason. How to know if someone's a for lifer. I don't think you can ever know if someone's a for lifer, and I don't like to put that weight or pressure on relationships. My boyfriend will say differently. He's very about commitment and loyalty. Like loyalty, he will for sure say loyalty in a video when we film it together. That's like his favorite word, which I am too, but also I'm so with the flow of life that you just never know. And I always want what's the best for everyone involved. That probably makes me sound like very ungrounded, and from couples therapy, I know that it does. But here's what I mean by this is just, I never want to tie anyone or force anyone to be with me because of me thinking that they're supposed to, right? I want everyone, and when I say everyone, I don't just mean the people in my life. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about literally everyone in the world to live their most soul aligned, fulfilling lives. And if that means that relationships change and morph and transform, then they do. One thing for me is like, I do kind of have a thing in relationships, and I don't just mean romantic relationships, but friendships or anything that like, once I let you in my heart, I kind of always have a place for you. And I am kind of like a ride or die in that way, where it's like, I cannot talk to you for 10 years. And if you hit me up and you're like, I need you, I will be there for you. Because I don't know, I just feel like once I love someone, like I love them. And I've explained that to my boyfriend too. Like our relationship may transform and change and evolve, but I will always be in your life and I will always be there for you. And I've never had such a deep love as I do for my boyfriend. I mean, like ever in my life, he is my family. He's my partner. He's my best friend. Like, so I just couldn't imagine a life where we weren't in each other's lives in some way, shape or other. So, but again, I'm never tying anybody to that and allowing relationships to just evolve. And I don't think that it's, you can ever know for a fact that somebody's meant to be in your life forever, because in the question that you asked as well, soul contracts and people coming into your life for a reason, I believe that we create soul contracts and we do flow into each other's lives to teach each other lessons, to help each other to grow and evolve. And I believe in some sort of like past lives or soul connections. Like I know mine and my boyfriend's spirit guides like wanted us to come together. And I think that there's things that I'm here to teach him and things he's here to teach me and lessons that we're meant to guide each other through and ways we're meant to heal each other. And it's just so apparent when you find a relationship like that, like you can see it. You can probably see it in your friendships as well. I mean, there's been friendships or even parental or family relationships that have taught you these lessons, sometimes some better than others. Some have been really difficult, right? But it's helped to make you who you are today. And that's just a perspective that I like to take, that through every heartbreak, through every letdown, through every up and down and the love and the all the emotions that come from relationships, that it is for this divine reason. It is for our spiritual growth on this soul playing field that we call life. Okay, and I'm going to answer one more question, and it's the final relationship question. So we made it through the relationship questions. There's still so many other great questions that I would love to answer, but I have circled here. So we will be doing another episode, and also be sure to follow me on Instagram at Arcanum Life, because I will do another question box there before I film that episode to just get other questions from you guys as well. But this question, and I just love it, and this is one of my scale angels, so shout out, hi. She said, how do I attract a sexy, supportive, and successful partner? Girl, period. Honestly, period. And I have the perfect and short but sweet answer to that. And it is to embody what you want to attract first. So be the match to what it is that you want to attract. So I'm going to share this in another example, like a bit of an abstract example from that exact example, but to show you another perspective of this, and I think so many of us girls can relate to this, and don't you worry, I'm going to have so much more content coming out about this in the coming months, even just because it's so on my heart, it's so embodied in me. And it's just the fruits of it are manifesting in my life all around me. And especially with this new life change, you guys are really gonna see a shift. Like, I'm entering into a new era. But something that I realized that I really wanted to partner in those times of reflection that we've talked about here, you know, that portal period, 25 to, you know, where I am now, was really like a solid masculine energy. And we all have this feminine and masculine energies within us, but I really wanted that, like, traditional, I guess you could say, like, masculine energy, and I'm very attracted to that, which is something that I was never aware of until I was 25. And then I started to be like, whoa, I'm craving this kind of, like, aspect in a relationship. And I don't know if it's like your internal clock when you start being like, I want babies, what it is that happens inside of us women, but I started to really want, like, this, like, safety and this, like, man energy and me to be more in my feminine. Actually, before I fully calculated needing to be more my feminine, I knew first that I really wanted the masculine energy, and I knew that that would allow me to be more in my feminine as well. And that's what I ultimately, when you get to the bottom of it, was what I was really craving as well. But that all took a lot of, like, inner work and reflection and getting to see myself more clearly, and again getting clear on what I wanted in a partner by just exploring that within my mind. And I realized that that's what I wanted. I wanted a really solid, like, masculine energy, and for a man to show up in a certain masculine way, what I deemed in my mind, because we're all different, but what in my mind was the embodiment of this healthy masculine energy in my life that I wanted from a male partner or from a partner in general. And I asked myself first, okay, well, if I want that, if I want to attract that kind of energy in my life, what do I need to be a match to that energy? And I'm going to answer this in multiple ways because there are nuances to this, right? Because you asked, how do I attract a sexy, supportive, and successful partner? And my answer for that is a bit different than what I'm going to say here, but what I realized was that I needed to be more in my feminine. If I wanted to attract a relationship where somebody was feeling like they could be in their masculine, in their healthy masculine, and show up in that way, I needed to be more in my healthy feminine, and I needed to heal those aspects of myself. And it's just been really amazing how my relationship has transformed since, for one, we had these open conversations, which is huge and massively important. And there's an art to doing this, right? Like, do not hear this episode and then go home and tell your boyfriend, I want you to be like this, and you're not like this, because that does not get through. That does not get through. Just as you would not want them doing that to you. But like I said, in the container of therapy, it's been a great space for us to be really honest about our desires and what we need and want from each other, and going through our own kind of history and problems in that container as well. But I realized that I need to be more in my feminine to allow him to step up and be in his masculine, allow him to help me, which was something that I was so unconsciously blocked from for a long time. I was so like, I don't need a man, I can do it all on my own, in my embodiment, not in the words that I would say. And I would even have said, oh, I'm not like that. But I was in the way that I was acting, in the way that I was moving. So that's not going to attract to me a healthy masculine energy that wants to show up for me in that healthy masculine way, because I'm essentially telling them no. Like, I don't want it, even though deeply inside of me I did, but there was this hardened shell around me. And so there's been the work in the recent months or year even of disarming and allowing myself to be more in that feminine and leaning more into that. And it's been more than I can put into words, transformational and heart opening. And I feel like I've come home. I have so much to say on that topic. So I need to bookmark that and save that for an episode on its own, like maybe coming home to the feminine. That's a good title. We will come back to that. And I'm happy to dive so deep into that once I get settled after my move, because it's going to be deep. But I just want you to understand that, like, polarity attraction And then when you ask how to attract a sexy, supportive, and successful partner, I would say too, how can you begin to embody those traits for yourself? And even in that wanting to attract a masculine partner, what can you begin to embody and do for yourself of that, right? So you want a successful and supportive man who's like sexy, right? That's a feeling that you're getting from him, is that he's sexy. How can you make yourself feel sexy? And that has nothing to do with appearance, by the way, you guys. It's not physical. It's like what makes you feel like sexy? What makes you feel sensual and embodied in that way? Maybe you start doing intuitive movement and get used to moving your body, and you maybe start taking like a dance class or a yoga class that just makes you feel into your body and makes you feel really sexy in that way. Whatever your thing is for that, it might even be, you know, getting all dressed up and, you know, putting on like red lipstick and your favorite perfume and like a hot outfit. Maybe that is your version of sexy. We're all going to be different, right? But how can you begin to embody that within yourself first? When you want supportive and successful, what makes you feel successful? And what makes you feel supported? And how can you kind of begin to give yourself those aspects in your life now? We can also ask when we paint the picture of our dream partner. So I'm not for manifesting a specific person, but I am for manifesting your dream partner. So when you make a list of your dream partner, your scripting about them, the things that you guys do together, what he's like, how he talks to you, I want you to then read that back and then ask yourself, what kind of partner is he with, right? If we want like a guy who goes to the gym 7 days a week and like he is like ripped and he's like eating healthy food and he's super successful and, you know, committed to his work, but then we're like not matching that energy in our personal life. Maybe we're like binge drinking and we're out partying all the time and we're in the club. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's, you guys aren't compatible. That's not compatible. And there will be these differences. If you met that guy, if you manifested him right in front of you right now, there would be differences because you aren't meeting that energy. So what, actually knowing what you want from a partner, that's actually really useful information of what you actually want for yourself. Because likely we want a partner that reflects or brings out aspects, greater aspects of ourselves. For example, in my situation of wanting a more masculine partner, what did I actually want? I wanted to feel supported to be my feminine. I wanted to be more my feminine. So it helped me get clear on what I actually wanted for my own life. And when I started to embody that, naturally my relationship evolved into a match for that. And if I was single, I believe and I know that naturally I would have attracted a partner that was a match for that. So that was in his healthy masculine. So in the same way, when you look at what you want in a relationship and let it all out, like I said, script it all out and then read that back and let that tell you what you actually want for yourself by asking, okay, then who is this person that they would be with? Maybe they would be with somebody who takes their job seriously and who's really committed to their own success and their own health and wellness and well-being and who feels confident and sexy in their own way and who allows themselves to be supported by a man, right? Doesn't have that mentality of being like, I don't need no man. Like, you allow yourself to be supported, but also you support your own self, right? She's confident and independent on her own, but also welcomes in the love and support from a man. So beginning to allow both of those sides of the coins to take shape for you, what that partner looks like, and then what you as the perfect match that partner is like as well, not changing yourself to become the perfect match to that partner, but noticing that that is likely what you subconsciously desire for your own self that you're hoping this partner is going to bring out of you. But you start and you attract them first by bringing it out of yourself now. And then the byproduct of that is the natural attraction to your aligned partner. Let me know how that goes for you. Okay, my loves, this is such a fun episode. I loved actually talking on this topic and would love to take a deeper too. So let me know if you guys want an episode with me and my boyfriend. I think I've got the green light from him. I think he's willing to do it. He's a little like camera shy. Or not camera shy, he's just so private. I think I've mentioned that here before. He's a very private guy. He's like low-key. And yeah, he is a Leo rising. And I see that Leo rising in him. I'm like, bro, but you're a fucking Leo rising. But he's like, no. I'm like, I know it's in there. And I'm gonna make him be in my moving vlogs because, I mean, he has to be. He's a huge part of the move. So hopefully that'll warm him up. And actually, I want him to be in a video before that because I want us to sit down and talk about the move, tell you guys where we're moving to, why we're moving, and maybe that'll break the ice with him. Maybe we can do a little bit about our relationship there. Let me know if you guys have any questions or anything that you guys want to know. I'll ask you guys on Instagram as well. And then we can do another like relationship episode later on. We'll see. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Please make sure to like, to subscribe, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, I'll have everything linked down below. If you want to get in scale, like I said, late enrollment is only open for a limited time. If you aren't subscribed to the podcast, also on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to subscribe there as well, because I've been having this intuitive pull or this just like soul desire to randomly pull out my mic and record podcast episodes, just like quick episodes some days without actually filming myself. So I think there will be more episodes, more audio only episodes coming to the podcast soon. So if you aren't subscribed there, make sure to subscribe there. And if you aren't subscribed to YouTube and you're listening on the podcast, make sure to subscribe to YouTube, because that's where all of my vlogs, the moving, that whole chapter is going to be shared. So find me on all the places. It will all be linked down below. Thank you so much for spending time with me here today. I love getting to connect with you in this way, in our longer form content. And I just hope that you have such an amazing day. I hope that you really take a moment to just like come back into this moment of now, to the present, to ground yourself after listening to this, and decide what the energy is that you want to charge your day with today. Feel into that, ground into this moment. Know that everything from this moment on is your new creation that you get to choose right here, right now, and it's all created within the now. So own your power in the now and let it feel fucking good. Let it be fucking good. Okay, my love. I love you so much. Sending you so much love and good fucking energy. I'll see you next time. Bye.